Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. We're here with Ben Harrington, a business journalist and the editor of the Beataville website. How are you today, Ben?
Very well, thanks.
Did I get everything right there? Was that okay?
Yeah, it was all brilliant.
Nothing you want to add in? Very good. Right, M&A. Are we slowing down? Are we speeding up now that it's not the holidays anymore?
Well, I think we're going at a nice, consistent level, actually, at the moment.
Plateau.
With a significant amount of deals.
Right.
Literally, as I walked on, as I was coming into the studio here, there were two deals announced that you probably hadn't even had time to see this morning. Canadian fertiliser giants Agrium and Potash Corporation announcing a $38 billion merger. So there's one.
Yeah.
And HP announcing a deal to buy Samsung's printer unit for about $1 billion. So that's just on a Monday morning before the US market's open.
Hopefully the Samsung printers will work better than the HP printers, because I literally don't bother printing anything anymore. Because
really?
They're very, they've got me irritated. But wasn't there another deal with HP and a British company as well?
So last week, yeah, we had...
I thought of you.
Yes, well, unfortunately it wasn't my story. I wish it had been, but it was my former colleague, now rival, Mark Kleinman's story. He broke it on his Sky News blog.
Surely you have no rivals.
Of course. No,
like
no,
me,
we've
you
all
have
got
no rivals.
Competition's healthy, isn't it?
Yes.
So, yeah, that was his scoop. And, you know, fair play to him. He did very well to get that. He broke the story, and then the next day they announced the deal. That's a big transaction. $8 billion, I think, the valuation that's being put on HP's software business, which now comprises the old autonomy business that they bought a few years ago, is about $8 billion, or between $8 billion and $9 billion.
I was going to make a cheeky comment. Hopefully this time they know what they're actually buying.
Well, it's a sort of a reverse takeover, really. So essentially, HP are folding in their software unit into Micro Focus, although Micro Focus are retaining management control. So shareholders are getting about a roughly 50-50% split. But it's not all good news for M&A, because as I was coming in this morning, there was one deal that actually fell apart, one big deal that fell apart, which was the Linde Praxair $60 billion merger. I don't know if you're familiar with both those companies, but...
Linde with an E, I am.
Yeah, industrial gases companies, yeah. So Linde is the German one, and Praxair is
the US. It took over British BOC at one point.
Linde bought BOC, yeah. No. Yes, switched on. So that deal fell apart, or has fallen apart, was announced this morning, or reported this morning by the FT and Bloomberg. Apparently, there's some row going on between the CFO, the Linde CFO, was against the deal, but the board, the supervisory board of Linde, were for the deal, and it's resulted in the deal being scrapped, for the time being, at least.
Okay.
But, you know, there's still a healthy amount of M&A going on, I think.
So, what's the new stuff? What are you looking at now?
I'm taking a look at SAB Miller, because that deal hasn't completed yet. And the vote is coming up at the end of this month. And there's a bit of a potential row brewing among some of the hedge funds that are big holders in SAB Miller, because they own their stock. A lot of them own their stock or positions via contracts for differences, which means they don't have voting rights. But the vote is actually supposed to be quite relatively close, because they've had to split the vote because the two largest shareholders are getting a sort of separate sort of preferential deal. And there's a couple of dissenters, such as Aberdeen. So there's a bit of jitters and nervousness among some of the hedge funds about, you know, the vote and it being quite close. And so some of them want some of their rivals to convert their CFD positions into physical equity, so they actually vote for the transaction to happen.
Okay.
So that's sort of simmering away in the background.
could go anywhere, or could almost go anywhere.
Let's see. And then there's still quite a lot of Chinese buyers around, actually, I'm hearing. I wrote about a company called in the US called Global Eagle Entertainment, and there are that's a Chinese buyer that's been taking a look at that, HNA, and I understand that's still cooking. And there's a Chinese buyer. I also wrote about a company called Cypress Semiconductors. It's a US company. And that's another Chinese buyer, Summit View Capital, which is a Chinese private equity firm. And that's still in the mix as well. And I'm keeping a keen eye on a company called Lancashire Holdings, which is a Lloyd's of London insurer slash reinsurer. I wrote a bit about that for the Daily Mail stock market report a few weeks ago. There was a Canadian, one of the Canadian pension funds, I think, has been sniffing around it pre-Brexit. And I think deal's slightly fallen by the wayside, but there is also a Chinese buyer that's quite interested in that as well. My understanding was that Chinese buyer was trying to get a hold of the largest shareholder stake in Lancashire Holdings, and the largest shareholder in Lancashire Holdings at the moment is Invesco, with about 20% plus stake. So something could happen there, and that could be ahead of a potential bid down the line. Just remember, though, that with these insurance companies, these smaller insurance companies, for anybody who gets excited about M&A, you've got to take into account that last time I checked, they are still the regulator keeps a keen eye on them because they're considered to be a sort of, you know, a financial services company, so they have to go through a sort of fit and proper test in terms of owner of that financial services company. And there's been a few issues in the past where private equity firms who will remain nameless, backed by some kind of quite interesting money from around the globe, haven't really been able to do those transactions because of the regulators sort of being quite cautious.
Okay, well, we're just about out of time. Have you got any other final tidbits?
I think I've given you quite a lot there, haven't I?
Well, I think you have, yes, yeah. Exactly. Just checking, though. I don't want to miss out on any, you know, bid tomorrow at 8 o'clock or something like that for a FTSE 100 company. But on that note, Ben Harrington, business journalist and Beaterville editor at the Beaterville website, thank you very much.
Thanks.
We'll be back, hopefully, with Ben next week.